This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. On today's show, the inventions that helped shape the modern world. First up, the University of Cincinnati is in the process of converting a 1929 structure that originally housed the area's first Sears Roebuck store into a high-tech research accelerator. Renovations on the building aren't scheduled for completion until next fall, but the new 1819 Innovation Hub is now home to the UC Simulation Center. And joining us to discuss the UC Research Institute and the new 1819 Innovation Hub, UC Chief Innovation Officer and CEO of the UC Research Institute, David Adams. You can join us, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. David, thank you for being here today.
Oh, it's great to be here today. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us about your background in the area of innovation.
Well, I feel very fortunate that I've had a career that's spanned everything from startup organizations to Fortune 500 organizations to opportunities here in the United States as well as international opportunities. And my career started really in the software industry, and I was very fortunate enough to get on the ground floor of an opportunity a little less than $10 million. In a period of 7 years, we went to over $1 billion in revenue, became a NASDAQ 50 company, and really helped shape what's now called the supply chain management marketplace. From there, I had opportunities to work in manufacturing and distribution and information technology and healthcare services, just to name a few. And so I feel very fortunate that I had an opportunity to work in private industry. But that led then to an opportunity to work in public service for then-Governor Mitch Daniels when he took office in Indiana to run the state's pension system. And you may ask, well, how's innovation and pension systems related?
That's a good question.
But we were, if not the worst, one of the worst public pension systems in the country. It was taken up to 6 months to pay people. And when we paid them, we didn't pay them correctly. So we didn't have decades to fix this problem. So we looked for innovative ways to really reshape the pension system. And in less than 2 years, people get paid on time. They get paid correctly. In fact, if you retire, we actually can help educate you and try to help you understand if retirement's right for you. So we were able to take innovative strategies, apply them, and make real differences. And I feel very fortunate now to be in higher education, which is also seeing a number of changes and in innovation being applied to it as well. So it's very fortunate to be here. And I had a great opportunity to work with Dr. Neville Pinto, who's president of the University of Cincinnati, at the University of Louisville, and feel very fortunate to be with him here at the University of Cincinnati now.
He's really dedicated to the idea of making UC a research hub, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. This is a key strategy for him. I report directly to the president, and he understands the impact that this university can have on this community. And that's really our focus as a university. We clearly understand research. We clearly understand teaching and education. But how do we leverage those to help strengthen all of our partners in the community, from the Fortune 500 businesses all the way down to startups?
Now, you also had experience with the University of Louisville in this area as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So if you think about—
That was First Build? Was that the name of the—
Yes, First Build by General Electric. So General Electric Appliances, which is headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky, realized that they needed to do innovation. And as they thought about the problem, they looked and said, you know, on average, it takes us many, many years to bring a product to market. It also costs millions and millions of dollars to come to the market. Well, just given the pace of change, their ability to predict years in advance what consumers would want, it was a challenge. So they spun off something called First Build, which allows them to make products in months, not years, and in under $100,000, not millions of dollars. So they're able to very quickly test out new products, see which ones work, which ones don't, at a relatively low cost, and they partnered with the University of Louisville because they wanted access to students who could also bring ideas and get experiences that you wouldn't have anywhere else. And so it created a very vibrant, if you will, innovation opportunity for them. We've also were able to work with Kindred Healthcare, who had information technology innovation ideas they wanted to work on, and they've created something called the Hive, which is focused on bringing folks from Kindred into the ecosystem and leveraging students and faculty to, again, solve problems that the corporation itself just doesn't have the opportunity to really focus on.
And with the 1819 Innovation Hub, that's part of the same idea here too, isn't it? That you can tap into the brain power of all these students that you have at UC.
Well, and if you think about the University of Cincinnati, we have 45,000 students. We have in excess of $400 million of research with 6,600 faculty. that are happening at this great institution. How do you leverage that with these corporations to help solve problems? So the focus of 1819 Innovation Hub is how do we as a university create a front door that partners with the community? And that partnership with the community is everything from the Fortune 500 businesses that reside here and having them look at corporate innovation centers or access to talent or access to research, all the way to small to mid-sized organizations, all the way down to startups. So we really want to create an innovation ecosystem here that supports all of our partners in this community.
So the university views this as its front door?
Absolutely.
Okay.
With the community. If you think about the university, it's a complex ecosystem. Get back to, 45,000 students and 6,600 faculty. How do you access it, right? Well, the 1819 Innovation Hub provides that opportunity in a meaningful way to allow organizations to, again, access the Corporate Innovation Center, get access to students, get access to research, and also ongoing education that they're forced to think about today because, again, the pace of change is happening at an ever-accelerated pace.
David, tell us about the features of the 1819 Innovation Hub. Describe it to us.
Oh, it's a great, great building. So it's an old Sears building that was the mainstay here for a very, very long time, and we've elected to keep as much of the bones in place as possible, but we're creating an environment that is going to have a maker lab in it that students and residents of the 1819 Innovation Hub will be able to leverage. But it's not just the physical maker lab. It's also going to have a technological maker lab. So imagine a world where I've got an idea for a product. I actually design the product or potentially take the product idea out to the world and have them give me ideas about the product. I then use this makerspace to actually meet and develop a product itself, so make a minimally viable product, something you can see. And then maybe I take it to Indiegogo or Kickstarter and actually put it out there and see if there is viability to what you might be able to do that. So we're going to create this environment where the community, students can get engaged and try to make things and see different opportunities. We're also going to have an educational component to this. So we're going to give the university an opportunity to truly have multidisciplinary classes where industry can come in, take a problem and give it to a class and say, here are the kinds of problems that I'm trying to solve. And from that, students can come together from different disciplines to actually work to solve the problem. We're also going to have physical space that corporations or startups or mid-sized companies can lease in this corporate innovation center as well to take advantage of all this capability. And one of the things I'd share with you is this is also part of the Uptown Innovation Corridor. So this is really a gateway to this innovation ecosystem that's being developed through the Uptown Innovation Consortium. So we're extremely excited to be in this gateway to connect this community, like I said, meaningfully to the university.
And how appropriate is it that the old Sears Roebuck building is being used for this?
Oh, absolutely. Totally, totally agree. And I think it's been interesting for me that as people come through and just tour the facility in its current form, how much they bring back memories, in terms of remember when their granddad, brought them to the facility. So I think it's a great way for us to connect the old with the new in a very innovative way.
Now, the first tenant in the building, you just had the ribbon cutting for the UC Simulation Center. Tell me about that center.
Yeah, so this is a partnership with Procter & Gamble, and I think it's a good illustration. It's called the Sim Center, where Procter & Gamble can bring problems into the Simulation Center, and there's students, undergraduate and graduate students, who will work on these problems to help solve them. So Procter & Gamble is getting the benefits of having the intellectual property of the students, and the students are getting real-world experiences on things that they wouldn't even see on a co-op or internship. So this creates a different platform for the organizations to get engage with the university and for the university students to get experiences they wouldn't normally get.
And how important today are modeling and simulation to today's innovation industry?
Well, they're extremely critical because we're moving now at a pace unlike anything we've ever seen. In fact, if I may for a moment, this whole pace of change is really, really critical. If you think about innovation, universities have always been innovative. I mean, we've always been about discovery and things of that nature. So what's changed? It's the pace of change that's occurring. If you think about the time it took for us to have 50 million users on the telephone, 75 years. Radio, which is what we're doing today, to get to 50 million users took 38 years. The internet took 4. Angry Birds took 35 days. So this pace of change is accelerating to the point where We can no longer go this alone, but we have to learn to partner in order to accomplish our goals. So we mean in a very meaningful way that the partnership of the University of Cincinnati with the community, all organizations out here, has never been more critical. And for us to be able to help support that and help strengthen the overall community from an economic standpoint.
So this is going to be very much a collaborative effort then.
It has to be. And we look at the Fortune 500 companies here. There are nine of them here in Cincinnati. There are 25 Fortune 500 companies in the state of Ohio. How do we help them with talent, with research, with ongoing education, with these corporate innovation centers? How do we really help them accelerate what they're trying to get done and really be a resource to them in ways that, candidly, we haven't necessarily done in the past? Part of that is really sitting down and listening and trying to understand their needs, and then how do we as a university work to accommodate those needs? So very much is going to be a partnership between our organizations.
Mm-hmm. And the LiveWell Collaborative is also going to be part of the Innovation Hub, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's another great example of looking at long-term healthcare and aging in place and what are some of the needs that aging in place individuals are going to have. And it's an opportunity to bring Procter & Gamble and other organizations to the table to work and solve some of these problems in a very collaborative type of environment.
We will continue our conversation, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. 91.7 is looking forward to welcoming the political junkie Ken Rudin back to Cincinnati next week. Thursday morning, you'll be able to stop by Coffee Emporium and Over the Rhine to meet Ken, me, and other members of the WVXU news team between 8 and 9. Then Ken and Howard Wilkinson will be with me at 1 o'clock for our monthly political junkie episode on Cincinnati Edition. We're talking about the UC Research Institute and the new 1819 Innovation Hub with David Adams, UC Chief Innovation Officer and CEO of the UC Research Institute. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. David, what do you see as the role of higher education in innovation and discovery?
Well, I think it's a great question. So if you think about the University of Cincinnati, one, we have a very vibrant student base and growing, I might add. We also have a very vibrant research base. And so we're working on state-of-the-art technologies, state-of-the-art innovations. We've always been a connected research base. At the same time, if you think about our startup ecosystem here, it's extremely vibrant. We had a great turnout at Startup Cincy last week, and there's just a lot of positive activities. So if you think about a university, how do we accelerate the innovation coming out of universities and help create more startups that can be leveraged at a Centrifuge or Cincy Tech or HCDC or others? Those are all really, really critical. At the same time, small to mid-sized companies and very large organizations are facing significant challenges as well. As we talked a little bit about, they're trying to understand how to innovate. Well, how better to innovate than with an organization that understands innovation at its core? Well, what about talent? Every organization is in need of talent. So beyond co-ops and internships, how does the University of Cincinnati listen to those companies to understand what their needs are? And potentially, how do we accelerate what their needs are so that the time a student graduates to the time they actually start work, there's very little additional training that needs to occur? So how do we invite those companies not only into the classroom, but could we potentially work with those companies to go out and recruit future students to the University of Cincinnati? Likewise, there's a lot of research that happens today. We've got a lot of faculty who know how to conduct research. So how can we partner with that industry to do that research with them and maybe commercialize some of the intellectual property that comes out of it? And last, but certainly not least, we teach. We're an educational institution. Well, if you think about the pace of change that I talked about, one of the key aspects is how do those employees of those organizations stay abreast of all the things going on? University of Cincinnati really is the core and very well positioned to help support this. So we see ourselves as the engine around education, the engine around research, the engine around innovation, and work with the organizations to provide the fuel to help support their needs. And if we can help support and strengthen those organizations, it strengthens the overall ecosystem, which is really what we want to do.
Plus, you see this having a positive economic impact for the area?
Oh, absolutely. One, not only on the partners that we have today, but for other universities that have really accelerated this effort, they've seen a net impact of companies coming to them and setting up innovation centers at their particular location as well. So we truly want the city, the university in this region, to be a destination for organizations and individuals of all types to come and innovate, experiment, and be a part of this great community.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, let's talk with Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hi, hello. This is an engaging program. I have a question for your guest. There's only one thing I don't understand. Why do they call it the 1819 Innovation?
Great question.
I mean, that was almost 200 years ago, and we didn't even have light bulbs yet, or cars, or refrigerators, and people were still drinking cotton gin.
That's a great question.
You know what? And I apologize because I should have explained the 18. See, this is the problem.
I should have asked you.
I've been here just long enough that I've already internalized it. So 1819 is actually a very special year in the University of Cincinnati because that was the year the university was founded. And we think that was a pretty innovative moment. So we've taken the opportunity to deem this the 1819 Innovation Hub to reflect on that innovation moment and to help others understand that this is where innovation is going to occur. But thank you for bringing that to my attention because we're going to make sure we don't miss that next time.
Well, don't you think you need like a little snazzier, more futuristic name like the Innovation Odyssey 2000 or something like that?
Well, maybe what I should do is create a website and get some suggestions from the community in terms of, you know, maybe some sublines to this. But we've given a lot of thought to this. We do like I get that it's 200 years ago, but we also like the fact that it reflects a very innovative moment in our history. But thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Larry. We appreciate the question. Now, what colleges at UC are going to be working within the hub? Which disciplines will be working together? How do you see that shaping up?
So here's the beauty of this. It'll be all 15 of our colleges. So I'll give you an example of how this applies. So I was talking to the dean of our nursing school, Dean Glazer, and she was talking about nursing students all the time come up with ideas that they could use in practice, but they don't know how to design them. They don't know how to engineer them. So what we talked about is with the 1819 Innovation Hub, why not provide an opportunity for those nursing students with engineering students and design students to come up with a product? There's collaboration happening between those disciplines. And then from that product, they could apply that in a clinical setting. And who knows where that might go? There might actually be a business that gets generated off of this. Traditionally, universities, those colleges have all been separated, and just like those silos that you might find in a large organization, those silos exist in universities as well. So we truly believe this is going to give us an opportunity to bring those groups together in meaningful ways where I gave you an example of a collision, but I can't predict, you know, bringing these various groups together, what kinds of interesting things these students will come up with to be able to make things happen. So we're really excited about the possibilities of bringing these groups together. And the other part I'd add to that is the classroom content that we're going to provide there. Our intent is that companies will be able to bring a semester-long opportunity to our students across all disciplines and have the students to work together in teams to solve those problems. We think it's going to be a great opportunity for the students to work with other disciplines they haven't normally worked with. It's also going to give the companies a great opportunity to engage students that they wouldn't typically have an opportunity other than through a co-op or internship setting. So we think we're going to be able to create a whole new set of experiences for students that are going to be unique to our ecosystem, and we think will be attractive for future students as well.
So this is collaborative on so many different levels, David, within the university, between business and academia. It's got a lot of layers to it. From the sounds of it.
It does have a lot of layers. But, you know, I keep coming back to partnerships. I think collaboration is a good word to kind of connect it. And I think the university, through this role that Dr. Pinto has created, is going to enable us to be very open with all partners and to help ensure that we all succeed. Because if we all succeed, it just makes for a stronger, not only university, but for a stronger community as well. And we're committed to that.
513-419-7100 to join us. Let's talk to Jack. Hi, Jack.
Yes, I have sons who are out of state in college in physics and mechanical engineering. Is there opportunity for them to come back and work at this facility? One went to Sandia, did internship in a lot of computer-assisted design last summer, and I would prefer for them to be back home if they can, rather than on the coast or in other innovative settings.
So the answer to that's yes. And before you hang up, make sure that you give your contact information to our folks here, because I'd love to reach out to you. But we do really believe that this is going to be an opportunity to attract talent to Cincinnati, and is really going to be a beacon that we want to take not only into the community here, but we want to take out nationally as well and help people understand what we're doing here and how they can take advantage of this, and the organizations as well. So to your point, I'm glad you picked up on that. This is really critical to us as well.
So this is going to be a way of drawing and keeping talent in Cincinnati, isn't it?
Yes. For us to grow as a region, we have to increase talent. And that talent's going to come from within this community, but it's also going to be our ability to recruit future students to Cincinnati, recruit future faculty to Cincinnati, recruit additional organizations to this community. So we really see this as being the engine, the beacon. We truly want this to be a destination location.
So the building's not quite finished yet. How much space is occupied in it at this point, David?
So we've got approximately 10,000 square feet occupied. The overall building's about 100,000 square feet. So we only have so much space there. But what's really critical here is that this is just the start of the Uptown Innovation Corridor. So we'll have this vibrant ecosystem of all kinds of organizations doing innovation within this corridor. And I welcome you or any of your callers that want to come see the magic that we're creating to come visit us.
Well, what kind of impact do you see the Innovation Hub having for our region?
So a couple of different areas. One, I think you touched on just the economic impact that we'll be able to have by providing talent that more closely aligns with, you know, the company's needs. At the same time, companies have research needs that need to be satisfied. And I think we'll be able to strengthen the relationship between their needs and what we can provide. I think the closer we can align with the kinds of organizations we have here today and the ones we want to recruit with the capabilities of the university, it just makes for some very nice synergies that strengthens the overall economy as a whole.
How far would you like to see this go?
Well, I like to dream big. I've always dreamed big. I don't use the word destination community very lightly. I think we've got a real opportunity here to help redefine the way the world looks at Cincinnati and create an innovation corridor and district and community that's unparalleled with anything in this country. I think this can be a destination for future students. I think this, again, could be a destination for future organizations that are looking to innovate and see us as a mechanism to do that. And we've got all the right pieces here in an ecosystem. If you think about our startup ecosystem here, it's just phenomenal. We have things here that you can't go to other cities and find. So we've got the right engines in place. We just need to enable them more fully. And part of this is how do we unlock some of this at the University of Cincinnati as well.
Well, based on what you saw with the University of Louisville, what do you think UC can expect?
Well, I think we can expect that, one, we can do a lot to impact this community. But I think the momentum of the community and the connection between the city and the university couldn't be stronger. So I see that everybody's kind of rolling in the same direction, working to accomplish the same goals. And that, I think, creates for possibilities that, you know, it's hard to imagine all the things that we can do when everybody's pulling together to have common goals and achieve common results.
So when you've been doing this for 5 to 10 years out, David, and you look back, how are you going to measure how much success you've had, whether you have been successful with this?
Well, it's going to start with the students. You know, are they finding opportunities here in Cincinnati to enhance what they're doing, which is enhancing the organizations, and are they staying here? I think that's a really important metric, because I think we owe it to these students to provide the level of experiences that are state-of-the-art and provide them the opportunities to give them the critical thinking skills and the things that are necessary to be successful. And so I think it starts there. I think also just looking at our ecosystem as a whole, are the companies that are here today, are they stronger today or stronger in the future than they are now? And are there more organizations here than there were when we first started this? And so those are some of the key metrics that I think we can look at and say, you know, are we making progress? And does this become the university that students in high school and middle school start to think about and say, hey, I want to be a part of what's going on at the University of Cincinnati? I think those are real key metrics.
What's next in terms of the timeline for the Innovation Hub?
Well, we're already innovating. You talked about at the top of the show that this is scheduled to be open fall of 18. I've already have worked aggressively to move that timeline up to April of 2018.
Okay.
So we're working to innovate there. So we're gonna open some initial pieces in April of next year, with the final completion being approximately about June of next year. So we'll have a full grand opening no later than the beginning of summer.
And from the sounds of it, you see a lot of potential in this.
Oh, I do. And we're already out talking to people. And if there are organizations out there listening today, we'd love to have the opportunity to talk with you and see how we might be able to partner with you and help you innovate.
David, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
David Adams, UC Chief Innovation Officer and CEO of the UC Research Institute. Coming up, we'll learn about the inventions that shaped our modern economy, from paper money to barbed wire. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.